further and say, we have what? Quite a few stumps across the field. Using the same word, we have
a lot of stump.
Uh-huh. Only now you said drag and dragged.
Yeah.
Now, still using that same word,
mm-hmm.
We have what? Some stumps across
the drags across the field.
All right. What do you break the ground with in the springtime, Lucille?
A plow.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe that for me? I bet you can.
It's just the long thing, and it's got two handles on it. And it's got a little round piece go from one hand to the other one. And then on the end, your plow is fastened onto it. You have a scrape that you break in a scooter. That you break up the ground with.
Scooter.
Yes, ma'am. Right. A scrape and a scooter. The scooter plies it up and that scrape throws the dirt away.
And smooths it, kind
yes.
of does it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. After you have plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
A harrow.
All right. And what different kinds of harrows might you have?
Well, it's one kind of harrow, it lays flat on the ground with, you know, a lot of little pieces of metal. That's what you call a drag harrow. And then they have another one up. It have long sprungs on it, like a rake, like that you can rake across and make it smooth.
What do you call that one, do you know?
Rake. I guess mule would pull it too, just like they did then. We used to have two together, them drag harrows. You know, they made of that heavy iron that lay flat on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Call them drag harrows, and then them rakes, you raked it across there to get all the trash in.
And that one was just called rake.
That's right.
All right.
You'd use that to get all the sticks and things off that would be on it.
All right. A while ago, we were talking about the wheels on a wagon. And you mentioned this word a while ago, I believe. What is it that the wheels of the wagon fit into? Do you remember?
The axle.
All right. What do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths?
A chop block.
What do you call the A-shaped frames that you use to lay the boards across to make a table, like for a church supper? A-shaped frames. Did you call it anything differently than you did one shaped in an X, like an X?
No.
Well, what about for sawing firewood or planks or anything else like that?
No, you're talking about a scaffold.
What did you say first of all for the X-shaped frame?
A chop block.
All right. Did you call it the same for boards or for logs or for anything? Did you?
No, them what you doing, like you lay some across the saw wood.
Yes.
You call them horses. That's what we used to call them. They have two legs on this side and two over there.
All right.
Yes.
You straighten your hair with a comb and a what, Lucille? You use a comb and a what in your hair?
A straightening comb. That's what we use, a straightening comb and a comb.
All right.
Do you know what a straightening comb is?
Yes, I know.